You bring the vision, Twilio brings the platform. Real-time messaging, AI-driven insights, personalized customer journeys, it's all here, ready for you to build with. Twilio's customer engagement platform is flexible, open, and designed for builders who want to create unforgettable customer experiences that drive impact. No silos, no compromises, just the freedom to build your way. Twilio, the ultimate builder's toolbox. Learn more at twilio.com.
Welcome, I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler, and this is Strategies for Success, a show that explores many topics while aiming to equip listeners with simple and practical lessons you can use in your everyday life.
Now join us on our journey as we reach for the impossible. Hey guys, and welcome to Strategies for Success. This is Travis, and I'm here today with Tyler. We've got an exciting episode for you guys this week. We're going to be talking about working from your strengths. Work from your strengths. So what does that mean? Well, last time we talked about reading books. You know, those also inspire us to do things. One thing that we've kind of picked up on is that when you're reading these books, sometimes instead of identifying good things, we can use these books to be like, man, I am never going to be able to live up to these standards or do these things. And we identify our weaknesses. And there's several problems with identifying your weaknesses. So when we take our weakness, we say, man, I am bad at this. I'm bad at that. I'm bad here. I can't do this. We start doing exactly like we talked about last time with the word can't comes out. And can't means we're done trying. And so how do we go about this to where we work from our strengths? Well, Tyler, tell them a little bit about what we were talking about earlier about how do we even identify our strengths to know what we should be working from?
Yep. So sometimes it's kind of difficult to identify your strengths. You know, it is pretty easy to identify a lot of your weaknesses, and I'm not always the best about being the most positive person. That's something I keep trying to work on to be more positive, but a couple examples lately with work, there's a couple of situations where I thought, man, that's, you know, we didn't do a great job as a team doing this, or, you know, whatever it may be, fill in the blank. I kind of got caught up on what maybe something we weren't doing as good as I thought it could be done. And then I had, we went to a meeting recently and got to talk to some people, other people in the same industry from different businesses. And it was a little bit of an eye opener. There's always things that you can get better on, but there's a couple things that I felt like the company that I work for, I felt like we do pretty well. And, I think getting a little bit of a perspective change and talking to other people is realizing, hey, you know, sometimes you're doing some stuff well and you just don't pay attention to it. So one key way that you can identify your strengths, if you're having a hard time finding strengths of yourself, ask your friends, ask your family, ask them, hey, what's something that, if you need advice for something, a certain subject, business or whatever it may be, what's something you ask me about? What's something that I'm good at? What's something that you think that I really excel in, or an area that I'm really do well in, basically?
You know, I'll throw this in because it's easier for me to say. Tyler's a really humble guy. And so I think one time, when you're talking to Tyler, he doesn't like to come out and say, hey, I'm just really good at these things. Because it almost makes you feel prideful, that, hey, I'm good and you're not. But that's not what we're saying here. We're saying identify your strengths and work from. If you guys didn't hear earlier, yes, Nugget's in the studio with us and he was wanting to join the show. So he climbed up here on the lap. So just a couple things with Tyler. Me and Tyler work in different ways. So Tyler is slower, more methodical with his work. I'm what we would call a horseshoe hand grenade. I like to develop a plan. I like process, but then I like what Tyler says. I like to execute, but sometimes I execute too quickly. And one thing that is why I started working with Tyler and talking to him, we started realizing that we both have strengths and we both have weaknesses. And we could have spent all the time worried about fixing our weaknesses. But as I was sharing, he said, hey, well, how do you do this with parts or service? And I'm going to let him talk about that here in just a minute. But he started telling me about what he was doing with Google Docs and with slides. And I'm over here fighting as I was traveling to different churches and sharing stuff about how to get your boys' ministries all ramped up and exciting and fast-paced and do what you're passionate about. That's another way to identify something that you're good about is usually something that you're passionate about. But as I was doing this, I was fighting with this USB and trying to get the program to load and reloading videos to this. And he goes, "Hey, man, maybe you should try Google Slides." And I was like, what is Google Slides? So we jump on FaceTime or Zoom. I don't remember what we did. And he showed me, and it completely changed my life on how he was processing things at his business and he was successful with. And I was able to take those. So what is Tyler very good at? Well, that methodical, that slow, getting it right, making sure that you do it right the first time. That is some of the strengths that Tyler has to work from. Tyler?
Yep. So, this segment, we're kind of identifying the other person's strengths because we're trying to practice the exercise that we told you guys to do. But Travis is very good at communication, I would say. That's something that he's really excels in. I've seen him do it in a lot of occasions, but even in business and his leadership, and I help him with his boys' ministry, and I see firsthand where, sometimes I may think of an idea or a lesson or whatever, and I could say the same thing that, I could have the same notes that Travis does, but the way that he communicates it, especially I've seen it with the boys, is he's just really got a passion for boys' ministry, and he's really, that's something he's passionate about, so he uses that passion to communicate to the kids, and I see when he talks to them that he really just lights up. And so if it's something you're passionate about, you're probably going to light up about it, and you're really going to give all your effort to it. And that in turn helps him communicate with people is that he's truly passionate about it. And if you're selling something or whatever it may be, if you're not passionate about it, no one's going to buy it. No one's going to buy what you're selling. No one's going to buy your idea. It's just not going to happen. So you got to be passionate.
I'll tell you one more, and this is going to sound really harsh, but this is just how I feel. If you're not passionate about it, you probably shouldn't be doing it.
Exactly.
I mean, I see people every day that show up to the same job and unfortunately maybe the same church, maybe they're doing boys ministry or some kind of a program and they're not happy. And that's time to look deep and think, hey, is this something I can be passionate about? Passion sells. Excitement sells. So, when Tyler first talked about this podcast, I wasn't too excited, but he was more excited than me. And then he got me excited. Next thing I know, we're sitting out here recording a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd looked into getting some equipment and we first started, we thought, hey, this starter set will work. And we tried it and it worked for about 5 minutes and then it started messing up. So then
that might be a little generous.
Yeah. Then we started looking into what else we need. And next thing we got a whole setup here. And so we really jumped in with both feet. So we're excited to do this and help you guys learn some stuff as we learn some stuff.
I think one thing that I'll share, me and Tyler were coming back from our business trip, and I'm kind of the old fuddy-dud, and at my age, I look at it. I've never been a big risk taker, but I do like to just go after it. And Tyler, as we rolled in, had a delay in Washington, D.C., he's like, hey, man, let's get on the metro and go down here and look at all these buildings. And we got to see the White House. We got to do this.
Could never been before.
I was like, Tyler, if it wasn't for you, man, I would have sat in the airport and been completely fine seeing Ronald Reagan International Airport and never going out. And you know what? Next thing I know, we walk out on the mall there and we're looking at the Capitol and the Washington Memorial and or monument. And I told Tyler, oh, my word, we got to go see the White House now. And next thing you know, we're walking everywhere.
Yeah, and the funny thing was with that story, as before we even got outside, we're going to the metro and stuff, and Travis, we'd been walking a lot from the day before, and he's like, I got a big blister on my foot. I can't walk very far. At that point, I knew we were going to have to walk pretty far, but I know how Travis is, and I thought, once he gets excited about something to see something, he's going to want to see more stuff and he's going to be able to walk around. And that's pretty much what happened. Once we got to look and we're like, wow, look at this. And, see the White House and see all the monuments. And that's just really cool. But it's all, discovering stuff and kind of the adventure. Everybody loves adventure.
So that right there is one of Tyler's strengths. He had the metro already planned out, had an app downloaded. So technology is probably one of Tyler's strengths. My dad used to tell me all the time, as when I served as the service manager in our shop, he used to tell me, listen, every one of these guys back here, if you look at them like a tool in the toolbox and you get them in the right job, they're going to be happier, you're going to be happier, and the job's going to get done right. So, for example, we kind of jokingly have a couple different types of mechanics. You got your just regular mechanic that comes and can pretty much work on just about anything. Then you got your like transmission specialist. These guys are putting little sector gears in with like tweezers and get like the jeweler's loop glasses watching as they're putting this thing back together. And I'm like 8 million pieces on the out laid out here on this shop table. I'm thinking to myself, this looks like Mousetrap, the old board game. There's no way this thing's ever going back together. And then we have these guys that work on hay equipment. And the guys that work on hay equipment, they've got a sledgehammer, a blowtorch, and a screw gun. And they're like, hand me that part. I'll have this guy up and going so he can finish his field by this afternoon. Now, if you did that with the transmission, the thing would explode. And that guy's not going to be very happy over there, the hay mechanic working on transmissions. And so I guess what I'm trying to say here is that when you find what you're passionate about, you find what you're excited about, you get your, you start working from your strengths. It's kind of like that old saying, you really never work a day in your life when you do what you love.
Yep. And so passion, I think a lot of your strengths stem from your passion. So if you're passionate about it, you're probably going to be good at it just because you'll give more effort and you really truly care about it. And so if you don't know how to do something and you're passionate about it, you'll figure it out because you're passionate about it. So every episode, we want to end with the challenge. And so this week we were talking about working from your strengths and, you know, try to stay positive, focus on your strengths, don't focus on your weaknesses. And you can in turn use those strengths to help you a lot further than maybe always trying to fix your weaknesses. Just do what you're good at and, you know, focus on that. So, and with every challenge, Travis and I will be participating and we'll participate on our social media pages. And we ask, you know, hope that you guys want to participate with us. So this week's challenge is to identify three of your strengths, three things that you're good at. And the super easy way to do that is ask your friends and family to tell you three things you're good at, three of your strengths. And we'll list three of ours on our social media pages, and we hope that you do the same. So,
hey, Tyler, I think what we should do is I'll list three of yours and you list three of mine.
Okay.
I think that'll work.
That works for me. Well, that's your challenge for this episode. Then now it's up to you to execute.
Got to execute.
Thank you for learning with us.
Join us next time as we reach for the impossible. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler.
And this is
Strategies for Success.